Our next hearing this evening is case number 12317. William Searle seeks variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback and maximum fence height requirement for proposed and existing structures, sections 115.25 and 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot fronting onto Fenwick Circle and Zion Church Road, approximately 416 feet west of the entrance to the Fenwick West subdivision. The 911 address is 37568 Fenwick Circle, called Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1 agricultural residential and the tax parcel ID is district 533 map 12 parcel 217.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.5 foot variance to the required 3.5 foot fence height requirement for a fence on in the front yard setback of a through lot and a variance of 23.7 feet from the required 40 foot front yard setback for an existing shed on a through lot. Staff would note that we received two letters of support, zero letters of opposition and zero mail returns. The two letters in support are from the owner occupiers of 37558 Fenwick Circle and 37576 Fenwick Circle, and the letters note the benefit to the aesthetics of the locality and the ability to keep dogs safely on the premises. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
37568 Fenwick Circle.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain your case and address the standards for us?
Yes. kind of loud. Excuse me. Okay. I'd like to put a fence up across the back of my house. It's going to be 7 feet tall, and that's in keeping with my neighbor's fences that are already 7 feet tall on both sides. I'd like to put it shorter, but it just wouldn't look right from an aesthetic point of view. I think it would look much better, just equal to it. It'll be a vinyl fence, much like they have. It'll be the same distance as they have. It'll be just from fence to fence. There'll be no difference as far as its position goes. And I'd like to also move my shed slightly back from where it was, so it fits in more keeping with the fence it's going to be on there right now. I realize my lot is a little unique from the standpoint I do have a front and rear possibility, but my house is facing Fenwick Circle, so I exit on Fenwick Circle, as do probably 90% of the other people in that lot. So I just, from that standpoint alone, it just makes more sense to have the fence where it's at. I'd like to have it there for reason of privacy, for one thing. Noise, for another thing. I can tell you that Zion Church Road is an extremely noisy road. If there was some way I could put up a 70-foot fence up, I would do that also, but I don't think that's possible. But at any rate, I think that just creating this fence back there would make everything look much nicer. It's in keeping with the neighborhood. This is at the very, very least. It just would make it look nice all the way around. And I'd like to put a little, there's going to be a little short fence in the front also, but I have a permit for that also. But that I don't have to have any variance for that. Other than that, that's about where I can tell you.
Well, you need to convince the board that you meet the standards for granting a variance.
I say that one more time.
You need to convince this board that you meet the standards for granting a variance. When you filled out your application,
yeah. I've got one right here. Thank you. Let me put my cheaters on. I used to have some eye surgery here a while back, and so take a little getting used to this. I guess the uniqueness of the property, like I say, is that it does have a front and rear possible entrance. My entrance is not on the Zion Church. My entrance is in the Fenwick Circle. So that's the only uniqueness part of this thing I can think of.
Well, you have two front setbacks.
I have two front setbacks, actually. It's in keeping with my neighbor's fences right now. It's unique for no other reason other than the fact it's going to be the same height as theirs. It's not going to be higher or shorter than theirs, so it will look nice. I didn't create these problem of having a front and rear entrance that was there when we moved in. I never realized, quite frankly, that I did have a front and rear entrance because everybody else's house on that street points towards Fenwick Circle, not towards Zion Church, other than one. And I didn't realize his went to the backside either. And it's keeping it consistent with my neighbors. I don't know what else I can possibly answer for you in far as these years ago.
Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
The fence is going to be in the back or come all the way up to the side?
The fence is on both houses next to me. Both of theirs run up the side.
Run up the side, that's what you want to? That's what you're going to do up the side, too?
No. Theirs are currently up the side. If I run a secondary fence at all, it'll just be from...
He's smart. He waited till the neighbors did theirs. Now he just has to run the one across the back.
Back, okay.
Thank you very much.
No, that's right.
Smart guy.
Did you hear that, Chair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it now. You are smart.
Well, I would not have put a fence that high, quite frankly. I just didn't think it was necessary, but that's where it's at.
So you won't, Mr. Workman's question was one of which you won't be close to your front, the 40-foot setback in the front.
No, not by any means at all.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp.
I think your application referenced that there were, you have dogs?
I don't have any dogs, no.
Okay. Are there children that run, that use your yard?
We have grandchildren, yes, okay. Absolutely, yes.
And the fence would be a way to protect them from Zion Church Road?
Absolutely.
Travelers,
I mean, that's,
on Zion Church Road?
That road right there is 50, 60 miles an hour. It's whizzed through there. It's unbelievable.
And I think you said you don't have any access to that road, correct?
I do not.
All right. And the how far will the fence be from Zion Church Road? Do you know from the pavement?
It's going to be the same as the neighbors next door on both sides, but I'm going to guess it's about 34 feet. I had a piece of 10-foot long pipe I just kind of put on the road and drag it across the ditch and recheck it again. It looked like I got three of those plus a few inches.
And I see we also have a variance for the shed. Is the shed going to tie into the fence?
Not at all. No. All right. It's going to be away from the fence by about 4 feet.
All right. So I think, and Mr. Whitehouse, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that you had calculated that a variance of 23.7 feet would be needed for the shed.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Based on the annotations on the survey. So.
And that the a CO had been issued for the shed, but it has been moved since that time?
That's my understanding, and I was a bit puzzled as to how we issued a building permit and then CO'd something in the front yard of a through lot, but it appears to have moved. So.
Okay.
And then my other comment, Mr. Sharp, was the comment about dogs was actually from one of the third parties referencing the need to secure dogs and that one of the neighbor's dogs had gotten out and had been struck by a vehicle. So it was in third party speaking.
I recall I'd seen it somewhere. Thank you for clarifying where that was, Mr. Whitehouse. And I presume the fence won't cause any visibility concerns on Zion Church Road that you're aware of?
Not at all.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that is in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 12,317. I feel that the applicant has met the standard for the granting of a variance at this time.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. And a motion and a second. So by roll call vote. Ms. McGee?
Aye. For the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway?
Aye for my reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you. Can I ask a question kind of unrelated but related to where I'm at? Just down the street from me, there's another...